That's where the Child Cancer Fund started, was with the mission 26 years ago to make sure that Jolly would be there forever. But it has evolved. It has become an organization that is wholly local and helps families with bill payment assistance, with tutoring. It keeps the family together. Families like Destiny, Destiny Frost. What a great family. And we had a chance to visit very briefly yesterday. And thank you for hopping on today. When did you all receive the cancer diagnosis? And walk us through that story.
Raylan was diagnosed in May of 2018. It started out as a fever, and she had bruises all over where we weren't sure where they were coming from. And she was really tired all the time. We thought, you know, she was just tired from being at school and exercising a lot in PE. But then her teacher actually brought it to our attention, you know, saying that she had been sitting out at PE and saying that she was really tired. And then her fever started. So we took her to her pediatrician, and I thought it was strep throat maybe. But when she seen all the bruises, they did a CBC blood work. And I got the phone call probably within the hour after we left the doctor's office. And they told me to sit down, that they didn't have time for me to come back in, and that her white blood counts were super high. And at that point, it looks like it indicates leukemia, like cancer. So they wanted us to go to Baptist right away to have her tested and seen.
How old was she at the time?
She was 5 years old. She was 3 weeks away from graduating kindergarten.
So when were you first introduced then to the Child Cancer Fund?
Almost immediately. I never heard of them before Raylan was diagnosed. And then once we started visiting Nemours, they give you a lot of resources, and the Child Cancer Fund is one of them. That reaches out and helps you financially, and they are an absolute blessing. I didn't know all of what they do, and they offer tutoring, and we've gotten all kind of resources and help, you know, to help with the delays that Raylan's had or financially for us while we're trying to get her through the treatments.
Have you had to forego work? How are you able to kind of manage her care and at the same time try to continue to pay the bills and all that?
At first it's hard. I had to pretty much quit working at the time. I had a 3-month-old baby. Her brother was 3 months old when Raylan was diagnosed. So I had to balance quit working to take care of her, because your days all of a sudden are full of nothing but doctor's appointments and hospital stays and clinic visits. And so I was out of work probably almost 2 years. I would go in maybe like a day or two, but I would end up having to leave because something was going on with her, and I would have to take her to the clinic or to the hospital. So it's probably about 2 years. So the financial help that we received from the Child Cancer Fund was a blessing, because when you're going through something like this, your first want is to take care of your child, obviously. But then you also have the worry of losing everything in the process.
There are some great charities and organizations in our community who are treating the tumor, but there are very few that help the family and keep the family together. And that's where the Child Cancer Fund can come in at **1045-516-5460. We're visiting with Destiny, and Raylan is now how old, and how is she doing these days?
Raylan is 7. She will be turning 8 at the end of next month. She will also be finishing treatment and getting off of chemo probably about 2 weeks before her 8th birthday. So she is doing well. It's been a blessing. We're coming to the end, which is also scary.
What's scary about it?
Coming off of treatment, it's scary because you constantly have that reassurance of being checked every month, which she still will be for a year after treatment. But you always have that team there if something goes wrong, and we forget what it is to be normal. I mean, when you get a cancer diagnosis, your whole world flips upside down, and you forget, you know, you can't go off and do things that everybody else can. You know, this COVID going on right now, this has been our life for 2.5 years of the scares of her catching anything and leaving the house, or germs, stuff that you don't think about. It's scary to go back to the normal life.
Have you had a chance to go to Camp Boggy Creek with her yet?
No, she was too ill. it was right in the middle of her treatments and things. And since she's been on maintenance and doing so well this year, now the virus has kind of thrown everything off. So we'd never had a chance to make it to the camp yet.
Well, $750 donation can send a family like yours to Camp Boggy Creek for a weekend away from the rigors of treatment. And I know that there's someone out there right now, Destiny, who's moved by your story. And if they have the generosity in their heart to donate, $750 can send your family or another family that gets a diagnosis going forward at **1045. Or 516-5460. Destiny, if there's a message that you would want to deliver to someone as we close out about Raylan's care and about what the Child Cancer Fund has meant to you, what would that be?
Any donation would help. They do a lot for these families and for our family, and we've received a lot of blessings from them. And with some family going through such a hard time, you know, it's the little things like a simple paying of your mortgage or your rent or anything, and they help you with that. So it's a blessing to a lot of families for sure.
Well, thank you for taking a few minutes out and sharing your story and Raylan's story with us. We can't see you, but will you give her a big old squeeze from all of us here?
I sure will. She just woke up.
It's early for everyone. I get it. Hey, thank you guys so much. And best of luck in the care that goes ahead and the celebration and marking the end of treatment soon. And then hang on for what lies ahead. But you have a lot of people out here in the community that are supporting you. And they're coming through in a big way now. It's **1045 from your cell phone.